program is a paid feature of WVRC Media.
Welcome to the Turn to the Expert Show with Advanced Heating and Cooling, the show that is always keeping you and your home one step ahead. Brought to you by Advanced Heating and Cooling, the area's only factory-authorized Carrier dealer. Carrier, turn to the experts and turn to Advanced. Now, the Turn to the Expert Show with your co-hosts Dave Seaman, Josh Heinerman, and WAJR's Kyle Wiggs.
And good morning. It is Turn to the Experts, 104.5 FM, 1440 AM, WAJR, and welcome to the latest edition of our show. Josh Heinerman, Director of Sales and Services for Advanced Heating and Cooling, is in with us. Josh, good morning.
Good morning, Kyle. How are you?
We appreciate you coming in. And you can reach Josh and his staff, 598-9030, 598-9030, to reach them at Advanced. Okay, we just heard your spot before we came on the air. Let's start there with the air cleaning services. How is that going? And you've got some nice deals for people who elect to go in that direction.
Yeah, absolutely. The duct cleaning truck has really taken off. We are doing a ton of duct cleaning projects. We never thought in a million years it would grow as fast as what it did, but it's going really, really well. A lot of people are starting to really take advantage of the $200 off of any indoor air quality upgrade with a completed duct cleaning project.
Mm-hmm. All right, so what's that process like? How do you get it started if you're an interested customer, and how long does it take?
Okay. As far as how to start the process, call or text in. We'll get you booked with either one of our service technicians or our home solutions advisor, Mark. He'll come out to the house. He'll do an assessment of the duct system and, you know, make sure that you actually need duct cleaning. We've ran three or four different estimates to where we were actually able to tell the customer, I'm sorry.
You're good.
Yeah, you're good. You don't need it. At least we're honest enough to tell customers when they don't need a product or service. Mark will give them a quote. If they accept the quote, we'll send the duct cleaning truck in within, you know, we're right now on about a 2 to 3 week wait period. Mm-hmm. We have that many projects booked out, but the duct cleaning team, they come in, they go about 100 mile an hour within the home. They fly, but they do a really, really nice job. Typical duct cleaning projects takes between about 6 and 8 hours to complete. Sometimes longer if it's either multiple systems in the house or access is a little bit tough or if it's really dirty. We've seen a few that have been really, really dirty, especially like old farmhouses or even like South Park homes. We're talking about ductwork that's been in houses since, you know, the 1940s, and it may have originally been tied into, you know, an old coal-fired furnace or something like that. It's tough to get that old coal dust out of that ductwork, but it's really fun. It's very satisfying. It's especially when we camera the duct systems and we actually leave one of the cameras in the duct as we're sweeping out the return side of it.
You can see it flying out.
We can literally see the dust bunnies and hair balls and pieces of coal dust and all kinds of stuff and pieces of plaster even from original construction get pulled back through that duct system. So it's pretty neat to see. It's definitely pretty impressive.
All right, 598-9030 if you're interested in that service with Advanced Heating and Cooling. What other rebates and deals do you have going?
So, fortunately, Carrier Cool Cash rebates are over until spring, but we are finally getting some good information from the manufacturers and from the federal government on what the Inflation Reduction Act that was passed in August is going to – what kind of rebates and tax credits we're looking at for homeowners rolling into 2023. Some pretty bold rebates from the federal government. A lot of these are income-based. However, I mean, we're looking at rebates of up to $2,000 to switch customers over to heat pump systems.
Hmm.
To kind of put it into perspective, that's almost a third of the cost of a new heat pump system. The whole goal behind this bill is to – get customers away from fossil fuel burning equipment and push them over to total electric heat pumps. When you switch from fuel oil over to a total electric heat pump, that's when you're looking at that roughly, you know, $2,000, $2,500 tax credit. You actually get an additional $500 to $600 based off of what you do for the indoor unit. There's also little tax credits available for controls, and even some actually are for indoor air quality devices as well, too. they are not capped on how many can be done in the home. If you have three systems in the house and you switch all of them over there, you're looking at about a $6,000 tax credit. I said a lot of these are income-based, but that's kind of what they're touting is up to $2,000. And they didn't forget about the gas furnaces either. There are zero tax credits available for fuel oil systems. However, with gas furnaces, if you hit that high tier level like the Carrier Infinity series, the 98%, the fully modulating furnace, you can get up to $650 in a tax credit back on that. To put it into perspective, a year ago, that was worth a $50 tax credit. We're now up to $650. So they've kind of stepped up their game a little bit on that. And they didn't forget about the people that don't want to switch over to Total Electric. And some houses, for our climate, Total Electric may not be the best choice from a comfort perspective. I can match those efficiencies. You know, your utility bills are going to be roughly the same, but some of your older homes, you know, a Total heat pump system isn't your best option because it's not that super warm air delivery temperature. What we tend to do is if a customer's looking for that kind of ultimate efficiency package, but they still want to have really good comfort, especially on a day like today when it's pretty cold out,
right?
What's called a dual fuel or a hybrid heat system. We replace your air conditioner with a heat pump. We replace your gas furnace with another gas furnace, just a more high efficient model. Based on the outdoor temperature, the thermostat is going to decide whether it's more efficient to run heat pump or gas furnace. We typically set those lockouts to between about 30 and 40 degrees outside. So heat pump heats and cools the house down to about 40 degrees outside. Then it switches over to that gas heat.
Interesting. It's got a brain.
It does. Yeah. Extremely smart systems.
Okay. That's interesting. So the tax credits available, are they available now or would it be 2023? How does that work?
They are available now. Your tax accountant is probably not going to really realize them though until your 2023 tax credits are available. I do highly recommend that don't take the HVAC company 100% at their word on it. Speak with your tax advisor on these different tax codes though. And that's even what the manufacturers and the federal government, it's in their statement is to, hey, before the homeowner makes a buying decision on the tax credits, you should consult with your tax advisor first. And they have a ton of information available.
Got all the tables and all the qualifications. Yes. And you say it is income-based. Some of it is income-based.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's all income-based.
It's all income-based.
I believe the cutoff is, I want to say $60,000 a year. $60,000 gross annual income for the home to get the high level of tax credits.
All right, so they're out there, and again, they can help you at Advanced Heating and Cooling. Call them 598-9030. I'm curious, among the systems that you deal with and the home visits you make, what would you estimate the percentage of fuel oil, electric, and gas? Is it even?
No, not even close.
Really?
If we look at Morgantown, the Morgantown region, it is mostly gas heat with air conditioners. What houses don't have gas heat typically have heat pumps, and then like on your outskirts and your kind of older areas of town to where there's no propane availability and definitely no natural gas available, you sprinkle in some fuel oil systems with
there. So the fuel oil systems are pretty much by the wayside, or
yes,
there are some older homes in town that still have them?
In town, it'd be rare to find one, but in like the outskirts, absolutely. They are definitely a dying breed, especially, you know, we try and steer people away from the fuel oil systems. They're loud, they're noisy, they're dirty, they're inefficient. They're extremely warm. I'll give them that.
They definitely work.
They're definitely nice and warm, but they kill your pocketbook. They're also notoriously unreliable. They absolutely require maintenance once a year.
Yeah.
If you forget to do maintenance on your gas furnace for a year, no harm, no foul. It's easy to catch up with it. If you forget to do maintenance 3, 4, 5 years with your fuel oil system, we got a headache on our hands.
Yeah, it's going to be in the middle of February and it's going to go out.
No doubt.
So there's probably more fuel oil systems out in Preston County and some of the surrounding counties, more rural counties.
Preston County is where we start to see most predominantly fuel oil systems, parts of Marion County, but Preston County is still a lot of fuel oil. Our Deep Creek location, they work on 50% of their jobs that they work on are fuel oil. Definitely more in those areas. So those guys have kind of become the experts in fuel oil systems. So Yeah, definitely more predominantly rural areas.
All right, anything more on the tax credits that you want to get out there?
Not really. I think that's pretty well the gist of it. It's always I'm excited for the program. I'm excited to see kind of where it leads us. It's not the tax credits of, 2008 through 2010, but they're at least taking steps in the right direction, trying to build that tax credit back.
All right, very good. We'll take a break, and when we return, we'll answer some questions that have kind of bubbled to the surface. And we are with Josh Heinerman, Director of Sales and Service for Advanced Heating and Cooling. And again, you can reach Advance at 598-9030. We'll take a break and continue the conversation coming up after this. And we are back on Turn to the Experts, 104.5 FM, 1440 AM, WAJR. Josh Heinerman, Director of Sales and Service for Advanced Heating and Cooling. You can reach him and his staff at 598-9030. All right, we've had a couple of questions come up. One being, what is the best, most efficient, and safest way to heat an external garage, a garage that's away from the home?
Perfect. Really good question. Couple different options whenever it comes to heating up garages. The old tried and true method is to hang the big, noisy, inefficient gas heater in the corner of it, and it rips and it blows. It makes your gas bill go through the roof. The more modern way to do it, and what we've had a lot of success, is actually forgetting about those old inefficient gas units and actually putting a ductless mini split in. One of the big benefits of the mini split is, number one, it has the ability to heat your garage up. It's going to do a more even temperature than what that hanging gas heater can do. It's going to do a lot quieter. And you get air conditioning in your garage. So as you're seeing more of the workshops and man caves moving out to garages with the beer fridge and the big TV on the wall, now you can have air conditioning in your garage as well, too. And they're very competitively priced compared to the hanging gas heater.
Okay, so mini split, define exactly what that is.
So a mini split is a small individual ductless heat pump system. Look in almost any restaurant you walk in, you'll see like the big rectangular box hanging up on the wall. That's a mini split.
Okay.
However, that usually the ones in a restaurant are significantly larger than what you would see in a garage or a bonus room or even like a basement you're trying to get a little bit more heat to. Those tie into an extremely efficient inverter-driven outdoor unit to where it kind of gives that individual climate control.
Okay. So mini splits are the way to go, but you have to be careful, right? There's some not so what's the word? What's the word I'm looking for?
Illegitimate.
There you go. There's some substandard equipment out there.
Yes. One of the problems, or one of the things that we're seeing, is if you Google mini split right now, you're going to see about 100 different ads come up to where you can buy mini split equipment online. However, what you'll find if you dive deep enough into them is, man, they're really, really cheap. I can't compete with those because I am using actual Carrier equipment, or even Carrier or Mitsubishi type equipment. Be careful if you're looking at buying a mini split online and having your handyman or your friend or your Uncle Bob's buddy who used to do HVAC. Be very careful whenever you're buying those ductless systems online. Absolutely read the fine print. What you'll find if you read through that fine print is, even though it may be branded as brand A, it's actually a subsidiary of the cheapest brand that they could possibly get their hands on. You'll also find that there's either a 30-day from order date to when it shows, like when it's installed, you have a 30-day warranty, or you have zero warranty on those items. Unfortunately, we've worked on a handful of those systems to where customers have bought the equipment online and it has a problem right out of the box. Their warranty states, though, it's 30 days from when you ordered it to being installed. They intentionally make sure it doesn't show up within 30 days because they know that there's a problem with them right off the bat. And that really puts the homeowner in a bad situation because they thought they were getting a really good deal. However, 9 times out of 10, they're not.
It's the old adage, you get what you pay for.
100%.
Right?
100%.
Okay. Next question is, you mentioned static electricity. What causes that? What's a way to combat the static electricity that builds up this time of year?
Yeah, absolutely. The biggest cause of static electricity buildup is a lack of humidity. Especially this time of year, temperatures are getting colder outside, to where, to kind of put it in a perspective, summertime, your house is running between 50 and 55% humidity, 60% of those really hot, miserable, muggy days. You start dropping into winter, those colder temperatures, that humidity drops like a rock. You get below about 30% humidity. Every time you walk across carpet, you shock the doorknob, or you'd be like me this morning. I realized my humidifier wasn't working and walked across the carpet and shocked my poor dog this morning. Poor guy, I still feel bad about it. By adding a whole house humidifier into a home, we can control that humidity. You know, we can keep it between that 30 and 40% range to, you know, keep you from getting that static electricity shock. A lot of people actually get nosebleeds whenever the humidity drops in a house. My son's included in that. Humidity drops too low, he starts to get nosebleeds. Also, your skin dries out, you get itchy, just all around uncomfortable, versus you throw a fairly basic humidifier in there, all those problems tend to go away.
Mm-hmm. One humidifier, would it take care of the entire house?
It depends on the size of the house and kind of the insulation value of the house. So modern new construction, roughly about 2,000 square feet or under, fan-powered humidifier will do a really, really nice job.
So one humidifier in a central location of the house would take care?
Yes.
Okay.
Yep.
Of the back bedroom, down the stairs to the basement. Okay. That's
a lot of times, even in houses with multiple HVAC systems, like two systems, a lot of times I'm fine doing one humidifier to cover the entire house. Now, you start getting up in the houses that have three and four systems, where you're usually looking at between two and three systems to be able to put these humidifiers in to get the most advantage out of them.
Okay. So central humidifying system, another thing you can check with Advance about 598-9030. Last question, generating or circulating warm air through a home, what's the best way?
Keep your fan running all the time. I know we've talked about this before. I'm a big advocate for running your fan on your furnace all the time, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. And what that's going to do is it's going to help kind of pull that hot air down from the top floor of the house and drop it down to that lower level. I moved into my house 5 years ago. I turned my fan on 5 years ago, and I haven't turned it off since. That's how much of a believer in it I am. Trade-off is, I'm very aware that I'm spending an extra $4, $5, $6 a month in my electric bills to be able to run my fan all the time, but I'm taking advantage of the air purifiers that I have in the house. I have the ability to run that humidifier a little bit more. My house is all around more comfortable because of that. Trade-off is, I'm spending $5, $6 more a month on electricity, but in my world, with three kids and a wife and a dog and cats and chickens and everything else that tends to walk through the door of my house, and chickens not very often, but it does happen because everybody knows how it is with kids. My kids know that doors open. They don't realize that they close. I need to have that kind of fast recovery on getting my humidity under control and dust control whenever it comes to the different indoor air quality systems I have.
All right, so keep that fan going.
Yes.
And again, that with the maintenance of that, you say you've had your fan going 24 hours a day. Is that something else you need to have inspected, maintained? How does that work?
Oh, for sure. I strongly recommend having your system looked at least once a year. Highly recommend two times a year. If you look at especially the climate that we live in, to where we have really hot summers, mild springs, mild short falls, and then we jump straight into winter. Your HVAC system, the lungs of your house, it runs really hard. You don't jump in a car to go on a road trip without changing the oil and rotating the tires and checking your brakes. That's kind of the equivalent of doing a maintenance on your HVAC system. We're going to go and we're going to check those blower motors and make sure that it is efficient to run 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Make sure that you have the best filtration system in there to be able to clean and purify the air as you are running it. And just overall, going through the system with a really fine-tooth comb, checking all of our limits and safeties and making sure that everything has total safe operation. And we don't want to see failures when it's 0 degrees outside. Fortunately, it does happen. That's, the past week, when it got really cold last week and our call volume went absolutely through the roof. Most of those customers, the vast, vast majority of those customers were not maintenance agreement customers. We had already done a lot of those checks. We had said, we're good to go through winter. Unfortunately, the phone's not ringing with those customers having no heat. They kind of get that peace of mind whenever the technician leaves that all's well in the world, I'm going to make it through this winter.
Very good. Okay, so many of the services provided by Advanced Heating and Cooling. And again, you can give Josh and his staff a call, 598-9030. That's the way to reach Advanced. All right, great information once again.
Thanks, Kyle.
Appreciate it. And those furnaces, those heating systems, they're cranking now because we're into it now. We're into it to where it's in the 20s every single night. Yep. All right, thanks for listening. Turn to the Experts, sponsored by Advanced on WAJR.